Good morning. This is Dan Darnall from KFUO Radio. It's time for Daily Chapel here at the International Center in St. Louis, Missouri. The text is 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verses 13 through 16. The Reverend Mark Kessling is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
Our reading for today is from 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verses 13 through 16. As for you, brothers, do not grow weary in doing good. If anyone does not obey what we say in this letter, take note of that person and have nothing to do with him, that he may be ashamed. Do not regard him as an enemy, but warn him as a brother. Now may the Lord of peace himself give you peace at all times and every way. The Lord be with you all. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We grace you in peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Do not grow weary in doing good. Paul writes these words of encouragement to the church in Thessalonica, whom God has sustained in remaining faithful to him in the face of all sorts of trials. They were a beautiful example of faith in Christ in the face of persecution and suffering. Through their lives, they fulfilled the call of the gospel and showed the fruit of faith. The Holy Spirit daily taught these new Christians about walking in the newness of life and joy in Christ. And their example is one from which we receive inspiration today and one for which we give thanks. In addition, we pray that Christians who are persecuted today, that the Lord will sustain them and they will not grow weary of doing good. And we pray for ourselves that we continue to receive encouragement from our brothers and sisters in Christ who are persecuted and who by the power of the gospel and the truth of God's word remain faithful to Jesus despite their trials. Do not grow weary in doing good. The Christians in Thessalonica faced trials. And Paul spends time in his letter preparing them for the return of Christ and the deception in which Satan attempts to pull the baptized away from Christ and his promises and the peace that only God can bring. Through the work of the Holy Spirit and the writings of Paul, we are encouraged to not grow weary in good works by keeping watch over one another and for praying for protection from the evil one. In our text for today, Paul addresses the specific sin of idleness. In both of his letters to the church, Paul referenced people who are idle or not providing their share. He brings instruction and correction to those people's ways of thinking about work. There are different thoughts on maybe what exactly was causing this idleness. It could have been converted Greeks who were not accustomed to working with their hands and were unsure how to contribute to this newfound family of God. Other examples could be that the Christian quit their earthly work thinking God's second return was imminent and questioned the purpose of work if Christ were to return this soon. Or perhaps there was just a malaise around work itself. And Paul explains in his first letter that working hard is a way to walk properly even before outsiders. Paul also expressed that these idle people were busybodies, perhaps bringing disunity in the church by gossip or inserting themselves in affairs in a way that was not loving. Regardless, Paul calls the idle ones to repentance and to find joy in their work and the peace that only Christ can bring. The work of Christ gives the baptized the proper attitude and appreciation for work and performing good works. God brought these Christians into his family, and through God's word, he teaches us how he works in the world and gives value to our work. In the Garden of Eden, even before the fall, God gave his beloved people work to do. And through work and vocation, God takes care of his creation. God cares for our own body and provides for the needs of others. Through vocation, we give glory to God and are given opportunities to share the gospel of Christ. And on account of Christ, all the work of the faithful is not done in vain, and is a work in the Lord. Do not grow weary in doing good. Through our baptism, we know the living God as one of action and work. His beloved creatures were in need of salvation, and he did not sit idly by. Our Savior Jesus is God's love in action. His ministry of healing, service, preaching, and teaching display the love shown to us at the cross that won salvation for us all. We give thanks that in his wisdom, he gives us this example of his love for us.
and that we do not grow weary, and that we continue to pray and inspire for those who are struggling with persecution through that all. In his love given to us, that we are able to know that that is a loving God that has given to us everything through the cross and the gift of life in our baptism. In these things, it teaches us again about that blessing of work that we have as God's people, that we are to support, able to support one another, that we know the peace in Christ, and that through his love, we're able to share that with one another. We pray for these things, that those would sanctify us and to give us the promises of new life and sustain us in our everyday life. And we pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.